Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson fires to first and picks off Berger. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Krivic moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a line drive into right field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Sewell scores. Kennedy moves to third. Berger moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Berger scores. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Radcliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Krivic scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it. Appling is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Mills picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mills. Pete moves to third. Archie McCain now pitching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The slide. Berg applies the tag. Pete is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Archie McCain. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berger bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr now playing second base. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Johnny Markham now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Pete moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.